for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. It's a case of SCOTUS versus POTUS. President Trump is firing back at the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, who criticized the president for claiming high court judges were too political in halting his immigration orders. Justice Roberts' very public rebuke of President Trump complaining that Obama judges were getting in the way of his border security orders. The president tweeted back, "Sorry, Chief Justice John Roberts, but you do indeed have Obama judges, and they have a much different point of view than people who are charged with the safety of our country." The president's tweet concludes, "These rulings are making our country unsafe." In a highly unusual move, Chief Roberts issued a statement to the Associated Press to make sure it was widely distributed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Today I'm broadcasting in Chico, California, visiting relatives and talking with people who were evacuated from the fire-ravaged town of Paradise. The rain here today was in torrents, and mudslides and flooding are already beginning. The Walmart parking lot has been cleared, and military shelters have been set up for some of the evacuees. Elsewhere across the country, looks like we're going to see one of the coldest Thanksgivings in decades for much of the Northeast. Meteorologist Jeff Burridelli says, if you're out at the parades, layer up.
This is going to be probably the coldest Thanksgiving for a lot of the Northeast that they have ever seen. Some places will break records. In fact, 30-plus records are in jeopardy of being broken for high temperatures tomorrow. That's how cold it's going to be. Most folks will stay in the teens and 20s, including New York City.
Winds that are too high for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York could mean that the 16 helium-filled balloons in the parade won't be able to fly. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
An Egyptian rights group says the country's Christians are suffering increased discrimination. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The findings in a report issued this week by the Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights, a group that tracks government efforts to tackle disputes around church building in the Muslim-majority nation. It concludes that, in its words, the general situation of the right to practice religious services and build houses of worship is deteriorating, and that a committee established last year to facilitate church building by Christians has not brought justice. Since then, 9 churches have closed under pressure from authorities or the public in Egypt. The group also noted several other cases of sectarian tension over church building, urging the government to address the current legislation surrounding church building, which it says is highly regulated. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon has been given the go-ahead by the White House for troops stationed along the U.S. southern border to use lethal force if they're threatened by any Central American migrant families. Military Times Pentagon Chief Tara Kopp explains the details.
Really the big thing here is that it also expands the authorities that troops would have while operating on U.S. soil. It allows them to get involved in detention of people and allows them to do seizure.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.